Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're talking about divisions and baseball structure and loving the fact that the Guardians are, what, four games? Under 500? And are only a game and a half out. Gotta like that. Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I love you guys talking about baseball.
Thank you. We enjoy it.
No, I can tell. I mean, you know, I was lucky because I think I turned 9 in 63 when the Cardinals traded the great Ernie Broglio for, do you know who?
Ernie
Lou Brock.
Lou Brock.
Lou Brock. Lou Brock.
That was
Cubs,
actually going to be
Cubs.
My guess.
Yeah.
Lou Brock. And Broglio had won 20 games the year before. And from that, and then the Cardinals won the World Series in 64 with the great Dick Groat at shortstop, who just recently died. And then they won in 67, and then they lost in 68 to the Tigers. And there were many a day in September when you took that transistor radio to the school, and they played World Series games in the afternoon, and you could sneak that cord up, and, you know, Miss Lampton would never know, of course. and she always did find out for some reason. It was always Jimbo Merritt that got in the most trouble, of course. But, you know, I think I really look at the Cleveland fan, and I've always viewed the Cleveland fan as a better fan than most fans. I really mean that. Luckily, but looking at team structure, I was lucky in my life to live in Columbia, Missouri, where the head of international scouting for the Atlanta Braves lived, Bill Clark, and he allowed me to just make his life miserable. I would take him to the bullpen, which was a place that had the best breakfast, that had a cattle auction right next door, so you can imagine what you could smell as you're eating your food.
Nice.
But nonetheless, I always ask him what made the Atlanta Braves great, and he was in the 90s when they were really – really good. And the big thing was international scouting. And he got Andrew Jones. He was the one that found Andrew Jones in Curacao. The pitchers out of Korea, things like that. There was one that pitched here, Bruce Chinn, that was in Panama, interestingly enough. He came out of Panama. But what I wish the Indians would do is have a greater presence internationally. And, right now I've heard the Cardinals are going to make a big push to get Ohtani because they look upon him as a $25,000 pitcher, a $25 million pitcher and a $25 million hitter. And he's 28 or 29. You have that for 10 years. He may be worth $50 million a year. Just a thought.
That might be true. Bill, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Breakfast next to the cattle yard.
Wait, don't we have an international academy in the Dominican Republic?
Yeah.
I'm a little lost on that.
Maybe more international than the Dominican, Puerto
South
Rico,
America.
Venezuela. Yeah.
Yeah, I also...
So, here. I almost teared up last night.
Well, when he was bringing up Dick Groat, and I started thinking about the similarities between the trade for them with Dick Groat. Dick Groat and
no.
Lou Brock and
no.
then Dick Schneider
okay.
leaving
no.
the Browns. Because
no.
both of those guys were
no.
both Pennsylvania natives.
I'm watching
did
Corey.
You did know
I'm
that,
I'm watching
right?
Corey Kluber.
Kidding me, him drooling over the Cardinals made me want to retch.
I'm watching 37-year-old Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
come out of the bullpen.
Are you ignoring my whole conversation?
For his fifth team in 5 years.
Oh, the steamroller, steamrolling.
And
he
getting
started
rocked.
This thing about 6 years ago.
Getting rocked.
Steamrolling on, baby.
Last night in the ballpark where he had such glory. I hated it. And then Alex Cora, who's a terrific guy. I like Alex, other than that cheating stuff with the Astros. Alex, leaving him out there because Corey had to take one for the team. Their bullpen was shot. They got a series coming up. They weren't in the game. 7 earned runs on 11 hits and 3 1/3 for a 2-time Cy Young Award winner here in Cleveland. I hated it. Hated it. Now, you know what I don't hate about that? He's still pitching. The Guardians, Indians, decided, okay, it's time to move on. We think he's slipped. And he had, you know, he had an injury-filled year here, and they traded him for Emmanuel Clase. That worked out beautifully. But if Corey wants to keep pitching, he joins a long list with two guys that had the list to me of former Indians who, hey, thanks for everything you did. We're not keeping you. Best of luck. Either because we're trading you or we're not going to pay you, whatever. 5 teams in 5 years for Corey Kluber. Now, Baskin's making faces, writing notes about me, and handing them to Menegan.
Well, then I guess it is.
We have to bring it to the front of the class and
show
the teacher?
I didn't think we were going here now, but you just laid it out for us. So, Jeff, we present.
No, this isn't that.
Oh, no, it is, if you listen to what you're saying.
No, this isn't it. Don't do this yet, because I don't, this isn't it.
I mean, there's positive and there's negative, Jeff.
This isn't it.
Menegan, you have to make the
no,
call.
No, this
it's
is not,
Menegan.
This is not anything about the new bit that we've come up with.
No.
Your idea. You want to play it, go ahead, because I'm not following it up.
Of all of our half-baked ideas, this is one of the most half-baked. No, this isn't it. We should hang on to it.
This isn't it.
We got it's a killer bit, and Ted overdid it.
Just because you came up with a cool bit idea, which you did.
Yeah.
We don't play it when we're not going to do the bit.
I don't know, man. It feels like the bit.
No,
Jeff.
It's not the bit.
It does.
It's not.
So you're just bummed. You're bummed.
I'm bummed that Corey Kluber got absolutely shelled last night in Cleveland and that he's on his fifth team in 5 years. What I'm happy about is this.
Yes.
If Corey wants to keep playing, God bless his little heart. I'm
but you
glad
think he's
that he's
getting
out
cut
there.
Today.
I think he could get cut today. Andy, he got rocked. He's been awful this year. His ERA's over 7. But
yeah, he's not having a good season.
Well, he's not. But you know what it makes me think about a little bit is this. Okay, Corey had a rough go. Kenny Lofton left Cleveland when he was 34 years old. Corey was like 32, 33. Kenny left Cleveland when he was 34.
All right.
He had already played for 3 teams.
It's a list.
Because he came up because he came up with Houston,
yes.
Right?
You just went Kluber, you went Lofton.
No,
if you have another name, it's a list.
It's not a list. Can I just talk without you having to turn everything we do into a shtick?
It isn't everything you do. It's Jeff,
hey,
you speak shtick.
Let's get the big man guy.
Jeff,
your entire
life is shtick.
Kenny had already played for the Astros.
David Letterman's top 10
over and over. The Braves
over
for a year. But after he left us,
yes,
he played for 8 more teams until he was 40 years old. Kenny played for 8 more teams in like 6 years. And when he was 40, he was still playing ball. Good for Kenny. And he hit .296 when he was 40 with the Rangers and the Indians. Good for Kenny. He was 40. Finally, he was done. He wanted to keep playing, so he became this baseball vagabond, much like Jim Thome became after he left here. So my thought is this.
Your thought is much like the manager you were just talking about, Alex Cora, who was here in 05 and then
Alex
went to Boston
was here for
and
half
Mets.
Alex was here for half a year.
I know, but he played for us.
I don't care.
And then he went to Boston,
You're taking
a
good shtick. I'm
Nationals.
Talking about beloved members of our organization, and you're bringing up Alex Cora? Thome left here when he was 31. He took the money. He went to Philly. Good for him. He made 7 stops after he left here. five different teams. He came back to Cleveland. He came back to Philadelphia. But Jim decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to become this baseball vagabond. And okay. You know what, Jim actually said this. I would have loved to have played my whole career for one team. But I loved going around and meeting different people and seeing different teams and blah, 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 blah. Good for him.
And every
good
team
for Kluber,
I played
good
on,
for Kenny. These
did,
were
did
diehard.
Did Jim not follow that up with every team I played on? It was weird because when I was in that city, Thanksgiving always fell on a Thursday. Always. What about greats like Ricardo Rincon?
Andy?
Yes.
With our Twitter match is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and you can always tweet the show at CLE Talking Heads like Tom does here. Guys, this is a list.
Yeah,
it's a list.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's a list.
Thank you, Tom.
It was more of expressing my...
It hurt me to watch him then play for the A's.
My affection for Kenny and Jim and Corey, that even though they left here, and I just feel bad for Corey now, man. He's getting rocked. And I hate it. I could watch that guy pitch when he was here every throw. I wouldn't even get up and go to the bathroom. I loved watching that guy throw. And he's just getting rocked. But if he wants to keep playing, by God, go play. As long as somebody will let you. He's 37 now. I can't imagine that he makes it through the season.
He's
pitching terrible.
I would play until I squeeze the last nickel out of everybody. In fact, think about this.
Would you?
I would play until they told me I couldn't play anymore.
That's like for Kenny. You know, Kenny Lofton left here and just kept going. And Andy, the thing about Kenny was he played well. I mean, he's on, you know, team number 8 after he left here, and he's still going. After he left here, Kenny Lofton, starting in 2002, Chicago White Sox, Giants, Pittsburgh, Cubs, Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, Rangers, and then back to Cleveland to finish it up in 2007. And that's okay. You know what I mean? I'm like you. Hey, all right, it's not going to work. I'm not going to be that guy who's going to be here. They're not going to keep me here or whatever. I got to go play 8 different teams. I am playing until they have to tell me to go home. Or in Kenny's case, maybe they just didn't pay him enough because he was still playing, man. He had 296 when he was 40.
I'm looking at, there's a lot of players, Jeff, that have come through here that end up with 4 or 5 teams. Remember Bruce Avin?
Kenny stole 23
Marlins,
bases when
Pirates,
he was 40.
Dodgers, back to us. Kenny could still play. You're right.
Kenny was good.
I can't believe you didn't jump in. He went to Lamar. Bruce Avin.
Bruce Avin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going Bruce Avin.
I thought you would. Okay.
Lamar in Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, you want a good one, Jeff?
Bo Allred. Bo Allred went to Lamar. You know who else went to Lamar? Third base coach Mike Sarbaugh.
Oh, I like Sarbaugh.
I saw Sarbaugh play.
Do you
at
want
Lamar
a great one? Here's a great one for you, Jeff. I know this is a list, and you will really. Russell Branyon. Do you realize how many teams he played for? Started with us.
He was an incredible power hitter.
This is amazing.
I did a great story.
Didn't realize how many teams the Russ Bus played for. The Reds, the Brewers, the Devil Rays,
don't
the Padres,
Seattle,
the Phillies, the Cardinals, the Brewers, the Mariners, back to us,
yep,
back to the Mariners, to the Diamondbacks, and then to the Angels. That's crazy.
There you go.
It took me a long time to count to 14.
Bruce Avin's from Orange, Texas, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hometown of Bubba Smith. We're going to make Jeff Thomas do it next here on Baskin
and
Phelps.
No?
Next on Baskin and Phelps. Okay. Remember Roderick Robertson?
No.
It was a short. Oh, it was Andre Robertson. Roderick was his little brother. Oh. Andre played for the Yankees. He was from Orange.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff left my name out of that thing.
I didn't.
Yeah, you said.
I said the questionable basket, Phelps.
You usually say, and you know what that means, Mr. Phelps. I am done.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
I told you, eventually you'd be back on my team.
Yeah, I'm glad it's Friday because I really can't stand either one of you right now.
Oh, well, you know, you should stick around just
we're
for 30 seconds.
We're both very needy.
No, I'm good.
No, can you stick around? I need your help. I need your help.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, man. Really? We just need your help for one second.
Andy, he doesn't get paid to stand around and play with the bits that we do.
Here's the door. Here's my caboose. See you later.
All right.
Nice shorts, sir. Jeff.
There you go. You're talking about his shorts. He's wearing like a futuristic Star Trek.
I'm used to that. I'm not used to him in shorts.
Oh, boy. He's great at filling a segment. He's awesome.
Wow. That's all you're going to say?
I love him. Are you kidding? The conversations we have are the best. Well, never mind. I'll leave it at that.
So I made a comment today. You know, we've mentioned our conference calls. Our conference calls are fun in the morning. We're all driving in. We
talk about them so much they should be sponsored at this point.
Well, maybe we can work on that. What do you think?
A phone company should do it.
I mentioned something, and Andy came up with a shtick. So we went to Ted. Ted's the guy whose voice you're going to hear. You hear Ted all over the station. Ted is phenomenal.
I think you're doing this in case it doesn't work or you don't like it.
Andy, I think, hey, it's that time of the year. You came up with a great idea.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see what the listeners
think. All right, let's hear it. Go.
Of regrets.
And this was based off of me because of a comment I made. So here, that's the intro to the bit.
Okay.
You ready? Nolan Jones, second round pick, Guardians, went 3-for-3 for the Colorado Rockies last night with a walk, 2 runs batted in 12 games since being called up from tearing up AAA. He's hitting .366 for the Colorado Rockies, 15-for-41, 2 home runs, 10 runs batted in. I regret that.
Of regrets.
Now, wait a minute. I thought that was an intro, not an outro.
Do we have to develop the shtick on the air?
It can do both. It can serve both purposes.
Can we roll with anything ever?
The dude is hitting .366. I know. Short sample size. Only 12 games. Yeah, let's trade him for yet another middle infielder. Juan Brito, who, by the way, he's doing really well at Akron, but an even shorter sample size. But he's another middle infielder. We have a 6'4" guy who we took in the second round who can play the corner outfield, can play first and third. He's hitting .366. Yeah, let's trade him for another middle infielder. But we don't need to find out what he can do. He was pretty good here. He was okay as a rookie. It was like, wow, maybe he's your starting first baseman. Nope. Let's trade him for another middle infielder. Can't have enough of those. We got Tyler Freeman. We got Amed Rosario. We got Andres Jimenez. We got Juan Brito. We got Nova.
Regrets.
So there.
I don't want any credit for it. None. Zero.
You don't like it?
Didn't play off the way I thought it was. Yeah, but
it was your idea.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah. Still got to work out the kinks.
Yeah.
I like where this is going. It's got potential.
I'm like Deshaun Watson with the offensive line. I'm a little out of sync.
You mean today or?
Last season. Hopefully that doesn't play out.
Last five games, Will Benson's hitting .333.
You got to spin the wheel again.
Spin the wheel.
Tell me about Will Benson.
Last five games. Oh, there it is. Will Benson hitting .333. first round pick. Yeah, let's trade him for a young outfielder who's in A-ball. Because God knows we're going to need help in 5 years. Don't need help now. No. No, it's all good. All good. Will's finding it, just as he has in every professional season he's ever played. First time I go up to a new level, not good. Next year, better. 333. Last five games, we didn't need him. Played good center field for us last year a little bit. Good in the outfield. We don't need him. Nope.
Regrets.
You guys, your timing's off. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what Kevin Love's doing tonight?
Oh, boy.
He's playing in game four of the NBA Finals.
Everybody across Northeast Ohio.
Probably starting. Now, now we're combining shticks.
Yes.
Should we do that? I don't think we should do that.
It's called a medley.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Glee? Come on, man.
Glee.
It's a mix-up.
Glee. Oscar Gonzalez is warming up at AAA.
There we go again.
I'm just telling you, he's warming up.
Did you pick those suits up from the dry cleaner for him?
Batting average is up to 248.
Did you ask your wife to put the comforter back on the bed? It's been a little chilly lately. Sleeping with the windows open.
He's doing just fine.
He likes that heavier comforter. You know he gets cold at night.
Now, can I ask you this to combine yet another shtick? We're sealing Letterman's here. Is this anything?
Okay.
Okay? Is this anything? Yep. In the last, what, Andy, since the 5 months? Okay, in the last 5 months, and I'm going to include Oscar in this.
Okay.
The organization has moved on from 6 foot, 4 inch, 240-pound Oscar Gonzalez, 6 foot, 5 inch, 230-pound Will Benson, and 6 foot, 4 inch, 220-pound Nolan Jones. They've moved on from three big guys who hit it hard. When they hit it. Other teams are apparently figuring out how to get Nolan and Benson, short sample size, to hit it hard on a more regular basis. Why has our organization moved on from three guys like that, one of whom hit 296 for this team last year? What is that all about?
I don't know. I think they're just misfires. I don't know how else to put it.
Misfires how?
Well, I mean,
one was a first-round pick. One was a second-round pick. Now, you did trade Benson for a young outfielder who was a second-round pick. We'll see if he becomes anything. And you traded Nolan Jones for a middle infielder because God knows we can't have enough of those on the 40-man. Who is off to he was at Lake County and is now moving up, but if you can't bring up Rocchio and play him and he's hitting 330, how many more of these guys do we need?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Couldn't we try to develop one of these guys? Pick one and go with him. Nope, we gave up on all three.
Are you, I need to ask you this. Do you stay up at night and just think about why did we pick Spurgeon Wynn over Tom Brady?
No.
Do you ever think about Braylon Edwards over Aaron Rodgers?
No.
I'm just curious. I'm just worried about you. That's why. You live with a lot of sports.
Buddy.
You have a lot of sports regret. Oh, we took Lamar Chapman, too, over Tom Brady. Yes, you're wondering.
Thanks.
How'd that work out?
Thanks.
I mean, you could do this with tons of.
In the month of June, Oscar Gonzalez is hitting 296. It's only June 9th, but Oscar has it going.
Sent a lovely postcard back to the house the other
day. But Will Brennan's hitting 260, so by God, let's go all in.
He is hitting better, isn't he?
Well, he is. And I hope Will continues to hit well because I don't care who it is. Somebody hit.
Because you don't want to have regret. That's why.
But I will. And I'm. You want to know my best thought on this? Is that Hoynesy feels the same way I do. He can't figure out for the life of him what Oscar Gonzalez ever did to not have everyday at-bats at the start of this season.
But didn't they say it was all about Gabe Arias? Getting Arias more at-bats?
Yeah, and he's not getting them. Well, Will Brennan's getting them.
I agree. I don't know, Jeff. They made mistakes. At least it feels like they're mistakes. At this point, front offices are going to make mistakes. I don't know. We're still under 500 if you want to look at it that way. You want to depress yourself? Go ahead.
Jeff.
They're a game and a half back, but if you want to keep bumming yourself out about moves they made where these guys are across the league, and yeah, they were mistakes. Today, they are mistakes, and you should have regret over these moves.
Jeff in Cleveland texted me. He said, our batting coach must stink. I don't think that's the case. Nothing but praise for Chris Valleca last year, right?
I think we're always looking for someone to blame, too. Who were you talking to yesterday was talking about that? Oh, we always blame someone.
Maybe the organization just, and who knows where in the organization this happens. I was talking to a buddy of mine this morning, and he said, they just must value guys who put the ball in play so much more than guys who hit it deep. Guys who hit it a little less frequently, but maybe more productively. Well, we've got a team full of, an outfield full of that right now. Wonder how long it lasts. The shocking thing to me, Andy, and I know I've talked about this too much, but I just thought about it when I was last night. I was thinking about it. It's like, wait a minute. They gave up on three big guys who hit it hard.
So why?
In the last 6 months.
But why?
Well, it's got to be more than they just moved on from them, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be an organizational philosophy thing.
Is it more about, hey, we don't want, we're just,
great
we're
big
ready to move
dudes
on.
Who hit it hard. And we got rid of three of them. Now, Oscar could come back. But if Will Brennan's hitting a little bit better, they're not going to play Oscar. They're going to play Will.
I agree.
Man, I don't. I hope Oscar doesn't join the Nolan Jones, Will Benson club. Hi, let's trade him for another middle infielder, and he can go hit for somebody else.
He's not here now, so.
He's not here now, despite what he did last year. Brian Anderson is the color analyst for the Rays. I'm anxious to talk to him about that.
Do we have any regret about letting him go to Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
BA was a good major league pitcher. He did that tour that we talked about earlier with Kluber and Kenny and Jim. His thoughts next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.